Access Road, written by Morris G and read by Heather Bolton. Only Dicky could fall from the geographical centre of the house and end up in the cactus garden. I was in bed, reading Georgette Heyer, when I heard him come in the front door and pant his way upwards. He stopped at the top of the stairs to heave a sigh, then his feet drummed backwards, and the landing window exploded. I ran down in my nightie, put my head through the hole he'd made, and saw him lying crucified in the upturned pots. "You fool, Dicky, you've done it now," I cried. Blood shone like toffee on his face, and his drinker's belly seemed deflated. Yet he opened one eye and tried to smile. "Care to join me?" "Oh, shut up," I said, and said it again after struggling with the door and picking barefooted through knives of glass and toads of cactus. He was rolling his head as though searching for something. "Somebody shifted the top step." He's not accident prone. He's a boozer. And he's not stupid, just extravagant. Later, after I'd pulled on my coat and slippers and ferried him to the hospital and had him handed back to me, stitched as neatly as a torn shirt, and he had downed a snort to settle his nerves, but he's nerveless, Dicky. And we were lying in our beds, Georgette trodden under his hoof. He fell to boasting, making a story of it, as I'd known he would. "Leaned back for the light switch, Bodie, and tangled me feet, and did two whole somersaults before I hit the landing. I must have bounced like a tennis ball straight through the bloody glass, how about that? Then 6 foot down, onto the cactus shells, broke me fall, and you know what? There's not a prickle in me. I'm too tough." "Just 39 stitches," I said. "Now be quiet and go to sleep. No, stay in your own bed, I'll punch you if you come near me." He groaned and fell back, and I said, "Serves you right." He had bruised his hip and grazed his elbows and had a glass cut shaped like a smile in his calf. I shook one of my precious Zopiclone into his palm and let him wash it down with whiskey, which I shouldn't have, but what the hell. He's 79, I'm 78, we've agreed on it. What the hell?